Hello, welcome to a podcast from the Institute and Faculty of Actuaries. I'm Brandon Horwitz, an IFOA volunteer, and I'm delighted to be here today with the Climate Change for Risk Management Actuaries Working Party. We're going to hear from the Working Party today a little bit about what inspired them to do the research that they've done, and a little bit about them as individuals. I'm going to start by welcoming Wendy, who is the chair of the Working Party, to tell us a little bit about herself and why you were inspired to do the research. Wendy.
So I'm Wendy Walford. I work at Legal & General, and my role is head of climate risk. So my day-to-day role is looking to understand how our risk management framework appropriately allows for climate risk and what it means to us as a large financial institution. Having carried out all of that work, I realized that there was a lot of interest across the profession around understanding climate and what it means for actuaries in their roles, which involves significant amount of risk management. And one of the main questions that came up again and again was just, how do you get started? What do you need to do? What are the main thoughts that need to be taken into account? Having seen that there were already some really good practical guides that the IFOA had created around specific areas of practice, I thought it would be really helpful to have one that is a practical guide for risk management to understand the language of climate risk and how it can be translated into managing the risks of a financial institution.
That's really helpful. Thank you, Wendy. I'm going to turn now to Mayuk. If you'd like to quickly introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about who do you think will find it useful to read the guide that you have actually published?
Thank you, Brandon. Hi, this is Mayuk. I work as a risk and modeling consultant at Hammonds Robertson in London, and also recently have taken up the role of climate change analytics lead within the firm. So one of our day-to-day activities is doing the modeling and trying to understand the different requirements for understanding climate risk and consulting them with the different clients. So I think the practical guide will be useful for actuaries because it's written for actuaries in general, but also for all the risk managers who are directly or indirectly involved in the insurance industry, slightly to some extent banking industry as well. Whoever is interested in the risk management of climate risk within the firm, as well as all the senior executives within the firm who has stake at managing that risk.
That makes sense. Thank you, Mayuk. I'm going to turn to Caroline, if you'd like to introduce yourself. And Caroline, how do you see the guide actually being used in practice, please?
Of course. Thanks, Brandon. So my name is Caroline Spence. I'm the head of the Chief Risk Office for AXA UK and Ireland. So in terms of how the guide can be used, I mean, Mayuk's just outlined who might find it useful. And as he says, it's useful for both actuaries and risk management professionals. And how, when we were writing it, we wanted to make sure that it wasn't necessarily for a certain size of company or for people in one particular jurisdiction. It could be used by actuaries globally. And so what we're really keen is that it's a really useful starting point for firms or individuals who are maybe at quite early stages of their climate change thinking when it comes to risk management, but also can be used as a useful sense check for actuaries or firms who are maybe slightly further ahead to make sure that they've got the right processes in place, that they've taken the right steps. It can also be incredibly useful for those who have maybe changed roles, who are starting to take climate change into their role or starting to think about how climate change might impact their role. I mean, we're all aware that for those of us that work in the UK, we're aware that this is increasingly on the agenda for regulators, and therefore people who might not previously have had climate change included as part of their role now do. So it's hopefully useful for a huge range of people and can be used by both those who are earlier in the journey, but those who have also been doing this for a little while now.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm going to turn to Peter. Peter, what do you actually think was helpful, and what did you learn as an individual and as a group from undertaking this research? And before you answer that question, tell us a little bit about who you are, please.
Sure. Hello, I'm Peter Telford. I work at Legal & General as the Financial Risk Director for Pension Risk Transfer Business, and I'm the chair of the IFOA's Risk Management Board. What did I learn from the process of writing this guide? I think a key thing is how many different perspectives risk management actuaries are coming from when we tackle this really new and evolving subject. We knew that this is a field where good practice is still not completely defined, information is incomplete, and that's a challenge that all of us involved in the space have to wrestle with. But the counterweight to that is that loads of us are trying to solve different aspects of the missing information, missing good practice puzzle from different starting points, and therefore bringing different strengths to the game. I hope that what people will read in the guide reflects a diversity of starting points from those of us who've been involved in writing it. And I'm hoping and expecting that we've sort of added to each other's knowledge rather than conflicting with each other. And hopefully you get a bit of a best of selection of what half a dozen of us have been able to contribute. I would also encourage anybody who thinks that, oh, well, why didn't they say this or why didn't they say that? Well, this is your moment. Say it for us. Say it in a blog, say it in a webinar, say it however you'd like, but add to the sum of actuarial knowledge if you think it needs doing.
Thank you, Peter. That was really helpful. And I think we'll give the last word to Roelof. Roelof, this is a fantastic piece of work. It's actually quite an accessible paper. It's only 20-something pages long, but for anyone who is looking for a really short and sweet summary, I wonder if you could tell us what are a couple of key things that you think somebody should take away? And before you do that, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Thank you, Brandon. So my name is Roelof Kutzer. I work at Prudential Group, and I am the Director for Climate Change Policy. It's really difficult to just summarize it in one key thing, so I'm going to mention a couple. So firstly, us as a profession of actuaries are really well placed. Our training is to help us understand complex issues, but then also to communicate those issues to our various stakeholders, and that is essential in climate change. And then secondly, this is such an exciting area to be working in. It's such an important area to get involved in. There's so much learning to be done, and the work itself is just absolutely emotionally rewarding, which is why I got involved, luckily. And I can really recommend anybody to get involved as soon as possible, because we need everybody to help with this. Thanks, Brandon.
No, thank you, Roelof. And thank you, everybody, for telling us a little bit about your working party, what's motivated you. I can highly commend the paper to everyone to read it. And if you'd like to hear more from the working party, do consider going along to the IFOA's LIFE conference in Liverpool. They will be speaking on the 24th of November. That's about all we've got time for today. So thank you very much, and watch this space for more IFOA podcasts in the future.